The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, this is Bruce Valange. Remember on Hollywood Squares, the guy to the left of Whoopi, if that's possible? I'm listening to John Orlando on the PVD cast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 297. I hope all is well with you, and thank you for checking out this episode of the PVD cast. This weekend, Saturday, the 21st of August, marks the return of the annual pay-per-view spectacular, SummerSlam. So that means, of course, I have to ask my good friends, the pro wrestling pundits, DJ Joey Blaze and Ringside Rand, to join me in a little preview of what might happen at SummerSlam. Now, I gotta say, it was really awesome to actually record this episode in my home like we did pre-pandemic. With Joey and Rand and myself being all vaccinated, we felt comfortable enough to sit around my home and talk about what we think might happen at SummerSlam. And so I'm going to keep it somewhat short because I know that we got a ton of things to talk about and I want to get to that conversation right away. So before we get to talking about SummerSlam, I want to remind you once again about the great sponsor of the PVD cast, World's Greatest Comics. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. They have tons of comics from every era, whether you're talking about gold, silver, bronze, or modern. They also have graphic novels, toys, comic book supplies, collectibles, back issues, one of the friendliest staffs in the biz, and a great pull system. So you definitely need to check out the store. And you can do it, as I said, by stopping by, or you can check them out online, wgcomics.com. Or they're even on Facebook. Just search for at WG Comics. And if you will, please let them know that you heard about the store from me right here on the PVD cast. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear my conversation with the pro wrestling pundits talking about SummerSlam. Ladies and gentlemen, finally, we are back together in the same room, in the same building, Casa de la Orlando. I'm joined by the pro wrestling pundits, DJ Joey Blaze. How are you?
Okay, so yeah, same buildings, but not the same employees. You put these cheap machines back here. I don't want to eat a vending machine nacho and a can from that vending machine you put in. You've replaced people with machines is what you've done.
It's hard times, baby. It's hard times. That's all I can say.
I'm not a fan of the roll of food.
Well, sorry. Maybe soon we'll... Hey, I got Francois back as the valet. I thought that would be a step in the right direction. Anyways, Ringside Rand, how are you this evening?
I am so good. The countdown is on.
The countdown is on. Do you want to let them know? Is it the countdown to SummerSlam?
The countdown to eternal summer. For those of you who don't know, I have roughly 1 year left to work.
Okay, good.
For retirement.
I'm glad you clarified that because eternal summer makes it sound like you're dying. No. That's very, it's very morbid. Oh, very, very morbid. All right, so gents, we're here to preview SummerSlam, which is happening this Saturday night at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada.
How do we feel about the Saturday night pay-per-view?
Joey, what do you think?
That's what you call the business, a segue. I don't like it because being a DJ, I work Saturday night. So guess what? If I want to watch it, I got to watch the replay. So I'm not too excited, but I prefer the Sunday night thing, but it is what it is. Just got to roll with it.
I like Saturday night pay-per-view. I think that it's, you're more relaxed because you don't, on Sunday nights, you always have to have that clock in your head going, well, got to go to work tomorrow. And, you know, sometimes that dampens the enjoyment for the pay-per-view. So I'm looking forward to the Saturday pay-per-view.
Are you going to throw back a couple?
Maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah. That business wrestler that I bought, which is this beer that I purchased from a local brewery. Looking forward to...
Business, does it have Dean Malenko on the front?
It does not. On the wall, they just had a little luchador mask next to it. And I'm like, okay. You know what? I got to try it. I don't know what a business wrestler is.
I mean, I would think of anybody. I would think of somebody like Dean Malenko being a great technical wrestler, being a business wrestler.
Okay.
Maybe you could be IRS or...
Yeah, that's a good one.
VK Wall Street?
Or Mila Mascetta is in his tuxedo with the mask. I don't know.
We'll find out.
We'll find out. It's good. I tried a sample of it. But it's a little potent. So I was like, give me a growler of that. I'll take that. And
it's always better than being impotent.
Well, that's true. I thought you were going to go. It's always better than getting a DUI. Yes. Thank you.
Do we like the Saturday better than what we used to have, the strange Cyber Tuesday?
You know what? I don't mind that either if it's every once in a while. I miss having Survivor Series on Thanksgiving night. I dug that. I love that.
It's a great tradition.
Yeah. I mean, I know that's a thing of the past, but I would pop if they bring that back.
I miss TNA Wednesday night pay-per-views.
Really?
I thought that was cool. Midweek. And like you, if you wanted to watch it, you had to pay the $10.
Yeah.
You know, and it, you know, can we just be casual about it? And actually during that time, me and my friends, we were so into it, we just rolled with it. Got some pizza and made it a Wednesday night, you know, gimmick there for a while. So I welcome it on different nights, but except Saturdays. I've always hated Saturday pay-per-views.
Ram, what's your thoughts? Are you looking forward to the Saturday night?
It works for me. Like you said, that alarm clock goes awful early Monday at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. It does. It does.
Well, the one, if you remember, one that always used to drive me nuts that did it the most was Hog Wild. Or Road Wild, probably because you couldn't say hog anymore, but Road Wild WCW, that was always on a Saturday night.
Oh, yeah,
Sturgis.
Because of Sturgis, right. Well, the funny thing is, and we talked about this off air, I was very curious why Saturday, and I think there was a popular rumor that, well, because AEW did a pay-per-view on Saturday night, Vince has got to show him who's boss. That actually is not accurate. From what I understand, Allegiant Stadium was the one that said, hey, you want to have an event here, you want to have one of your pay-per-views here, you got to do it on a Saturday night. So I thought that was kind of peculiar because I would think, I mean, let's be honest, that's a hard bargain to drive with Vince. Oh, you want to be here? Well, you better cater to us. I don't think that surprised me a little bit.
And what you brought up earlier, the other things that are going on in Las Vegas.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, I'm just going to throw it out there. Saturday night, Manny Pacquiao has another fight, which I think is a out of retirement fight. So it's a big deal. I don't know much about boxing, but... and the WWE stated that they will end SummerSlam before Pacquiao's fight begins to allow fans to leave Allegiant Stadium and go across the street or across the freeway to T-Mobile Arena. That's kind of unprecedented. I'm just wondering, do you think that Vince and the Brain Trust were going to do SummerSlam, we're going to do it with full capacity, let's try this stadium, and they said no. They tried this arena, no. They tried this one, that one, and Allegiant was like the fourth or fifth choice to go, oh, okay, but you got to do it on Saturday. What do you guys think?
I think it's a practice for a WrestleMania. I think you're looking at a football stadium in one of the greatest cities for entertainment, one of the best airports for the country. I think it's going to be a practice for a WrestleMania, maybe in a year and a half.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Joey, your thoughts? I mean, is my theory completely out of whack?
I mean, I could kind of see that for sure. You know, some places are a little nervous about letting that many people in. But I kind of agree with Rand. I don't see it being too much of a second or third place because I think it's a great option with everything that's going on in Vegas minus they're back to wearing masks now. It's a whole other story.
Right, correct.
But, I mean, Rand made some very valid points with, you know, places to stay, an amazing airport to get in and out of. You know, I personally would like to see a Mania there. I think that's a lot of fun. I would probably do what I bet could go hang out there that weekend, right? Because it's Vegas.
Yeah.
And you could get around, like, New York pisses me off. Like, I don't want to go to New York for Mania. I don't want to go around all those places. Tampa's nice, too, because you can get in a car. But, you know, Vegas, everything's really convenient. I think that would be a good way to test it for sure.
Okay. Well, one interesting fact, this is the first SummerSlam not to be held on a Sunday since 1994. So I was like, huh.
What was the main event of that one?
Ooh, 1994. That's a good question, DJ Joy Blaze. You put me on the spot.
The only SummerSlam I've been to was the one in Cleveland with Shawn and Vader.
Okay.
But it was also most notable for when Paul Bearer and Mankind turned on The Undertaker.
Correct. What was the main event in 94? You're smiling. It must be a humdinger.
One of the main storylines was, from what I get from the picture, I'm just going to throw this out to you. Special guest Leslie Nielsen was behind the scenes.
Oh, the Undertaker.
Yeah.
Chicago, wasn't it?
Was it Chicago?
Hold on. Checking in with Wiki. Yeah, Chicago, Illinois at the United Center.
At the United Center, all right.
So hot, it's scary.
Woo! All right, well, let's see if this card is hot or scary. So we're going to run down the matches as we normally do. This is as of the recording of this episode. These are the matches that have been signed. Obviously, with Friday night still a few days away, there's probably going to be some additions. And if that happens, we will cover them on the review show. Or if there's some random pre-show matches that we don't know about, we'll also cover them on the review edition. So these are in no particular order. They're just the order in which I pulled them off the internet. So let's start off with the triple threat match for the WWE Raw Women's Championship. You have, of course, the champion Nikki A.S.H., almost a superhero, taking on Charlotte Flair and Rhea Ripley. Let's start off with predictions from DJ Joey Blaze. What do you think?
I'm actually going to go. I think Nikki A.S.H. will lose this will lose her title in a singles match. I don't see it happen in a three-way. I see something. She'll continue her lucky streak, as I put up air quotes on a podcast. She'll continue her lucky streak and win. Maybe there's like something between Rhea Ripley and Charlotte, and they both get knocked. One gets out of the ring, one gets knocked out, and she makes the cover. And then she might turn around and lose in a singles match down the road. But I see, because it being a triple threat match, I see her keeping the title.
Could that include a double count out or the other two keep going outside while she's in the ring?
It's a way to retain.
That's my scenario. She keeps it as well.
I'm going to make it 3-for-3 because I just look at it this way. I think out of these three, Charlotte doesn't need the title. Rhea doesn't need the title. Nikki needs the title to get over. And it's been working so far. So I think she has to win. Maybe some fluky way. I like that idea, Joey. Probably a fluky way. Somebody gets knocked out of the ring and then there's some type of double down. So we got a clean sweep on Nikki A.S.H.
Could we have a surprise appearance by Becky Lynch?
Maybe to set up something. You mean like Nikki has won, she's celebrating, and boom, here comes the man, and they set something up there?
Or Becky goes after Charlotte.
That's a possibility. Joey, you're grimacing over there.
I think if she does anything, she goes after the title because that's what she had to give up
right
for pregnancy. Because we've been talking Becky Lynch now for how many months?
Oh, I don't know, a lot.
So, and she keeps teasing it.
Right,
I just don't feel like SummerSlam's still a big enough stage. I think we'll save her for the Rumble going into Mania.
A surprise entrant?
If she doesn't show up, let's just say that, I don't see her doing anything till Rumble.
Yes,
because
agreed.
Just because you need to save that big of a return for something.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly with that. All right, let's move on then to Edge taking on Seth Rollins. I'm going to confess, while trying to pick a winner between these two, it was really hard because I could see Seth has been putting over people left and right, you know, with this new chapter in his career. Edge is returning.
What better way to continue to elevate Edge, even though he maybe doesn't need the elevation, but to push him up the rankings by giving a win over Seth? But then it's like, how many people does Seth have to put over, and Edge is already over? I think it's going to be a hell of a match, first of all. I think it might steal the show. But I'm going to go with Edge. I just kind of feel that he's got the momentum, so I'm going Edge. Rand?
I'm just going Seth, just because I think Seth has spent enough time putting people over. I think he needs a little bit of a push himself.
Oh, I agree. I agree with you. Joey?
So I don't think we see this ending in a decisive finish, meaning I think we're going to see a hell of a match, all right? I think we're going to see somebody else introduced into this to help Seth. I think he's kind of been without a sidekick for a minute, and I think we're going to see somebody, which might cause like a double disqualification or something. It's going to be a schmoz ending, so to say, so I don't see a decisive pinfall, I guess, for this, and it's going to continue throughout the winter, because I think that's a good person, because Edge isn't going to come back and work a regular schedule. We know that.
Right.
And going to be on, but he could work different pay-per-views,
right,
and work with a pro like Seth. So I'm going to say Edge might get the, I'm going to take Edge in the win of a disqualification, but the feud not ending at SummerSlam.
Any ideas who you think might pair up with Seth to help him in this match?
With all these releases and with everything going on, it's really hard to say, hey, this person. I know they've talked about a couple people coming in, you know, here and there. I don't really have an opinion, but I can kind of see it's a good place to add a new piece of talent.
Boy, you know who would be a great piece of talent? Bronson Reed. But oh yeah, they let him go. That's a whole other episode.
That's a whole other
podcast. Yeah, that is. That's true. We'll table that.
I think the biggest story of the summer has been all the releases.
Yes, I agree. 100%. I mean, we said it in our wrestling chat. If you had the money, if you had like exorbitant amount of money, what a roster you could put together for a company.
I have a name for that company.
What's that company?
90 Day No Compete. That would be the name of the company.
Or what about the NXT guys that slip under the cracks, like Malakai Black?
Right, exactly.
He'd be
exactly.
Your 30-day no-compete champion. there was guys like you go back and you look that you probably could have plugged in, because we'll talk about the main event, I guess, or for the Universal title. But if you're, I don't see a Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns match anytime soon.
No. I agree.
I see an Edge rematch with Roman Reigns sooner. Okay, so just in my logic, that's why I see something like maybe Edge winning by DQ, maybe having a pay-per-view, because the next one's Extreme Rules. Am I not correct?
That is correct, yes. Right here in Columbus, Ohio.
Okay, right here in Columbus, Ohio. So, I mean, I think it would make sense to have another knockdown drag out between the two there. So, anyways, I know I kind of keep taking the scenic route going about
this. No, that's fine. It's all good. It's all good. All right, let's move on to a match I have really no interest in. I haven't even enjoyed the build to this. Drew McIntyre versus Jinder Mahal, in which Veer and Shanky are banned from ringside. What kind of a name is Veer and Shanky? They're just ridiculous names, and they're not even really like ethnic names either. Shanky? There's a guy from India named Shanky. What?
There's a guy from Columbus, Ohio named my Shanky Poo. Shank Dorsey. Get the Dorsey Horsey baby. Anyway, no. Yeah, first of all, you have two humongous men.
Correct.
Like, that you could be a monstrous tag team, which you need somebody to go up against Omos that's monstrous. And you have them job in a handicap match. These guys were monsters in NXT when they were managed by Malcolm Bivens and they were doing work down there. It's just dumb. Like, I like Jinder, and I would not say release Jinder, but I think the guys that they released, they could have done more with than what they can do with Jinder Mahal. Drew McIntyre is clearly winning. So that's my pick on that. But this whole feud has been dumb. I would have rather seen it get a little bit more personal without those guys, and maybe use Heath Slater for something and do the 3MB stuff more than this Veer and Shanky and Axe Smash Crush, any of these guys that they're using, like, let's go. Like, that's just terrible. Like, you just ruined these guys' career, in my opinion.
To me, you have a big man in Jinder Mahal. He's a big man himself. So you got big man, big man, big man. It was so much better when he had the Singh brothers. Because you had the two tiny lackeys who could be the gophers, and Jinder could play the chicken shit heel, you know, and send his lackeys. It doesn't work with two men that are gigantic. And, you know, all jokes aside about their names and everything, I agree. They're doing nothing to help the storyline.
You know what it reminds me of, and I know you guys will probably pop for this because you're older school wrestlers like me, is when they would take the Kongs in WCW and job them. They were humongous dudes.
Yes, yes.
It was just, and I was younger, and I'm questioning wrestling logic, and that would piss me off then. And that's 27 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And this pisses me off now to the same extent. Like, those guys shouldn't be taking this L to Drew McIntyre. Like, I would have booked the match where they won, and then, see, this L would have been a better setup for this match. They beat down Drew. Ha, ha, ha. Now I get to call a stipulation in this match. It makes the match five times better.
Or here was the better.
Why does Drew have to be unstoppable all of a sudden?
And here's my other thing with this. You had a decent premise where they stole his family sword. Okay.
Which came off of Vince's mantle, but yes.
Yes, okay. That was fine. Like, that made sense to me. But then it got silly. Like, nah, ha, ha. You don't have the real one. I have the real one. And I'm going to destroy your motorcycle. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, it's ridiculously stupid. Like, you could have worked with that. Well, it's a family heirloom. It's priceless. You know, and then have Jinder throw it off a bridge into the river, you know, or...
That would have been a hell of a way to introduce a cousin of Drew McIntyre's.
Sure.
You know, like, you know, he's not going to stand for this family stuff. You could have brought it, you could have done it, you could have taken that route too. And now he finally has somebody on his side. You could have wrote a whole storyline with that. But no, it's like they've tried to make it comedic, but there's nothing funny about it.
No, it's really bad. Rand, you've been patient. Sorry, go ahead. What's your thoughts and predictions
Drew
on this?
Drew wins his stipulation to use the sword in the match. There's no way he's impaling anybody.
Wait, I missed that. Is there really that stipulation?
Yes.
He's allowed to use the sword.
I wasn't familiar with that.
I thought it came out on Monday night.
Oh, maybe. I don't remember that, but maybe. I didn't watch all of... Well, actually, take that back. I didn't watch Raw this week, so... Well, Rand, who do you think's winning? Sword play or no sword play?
I do think it's going to be Drew McIntyre.
Clean sweep there, because I agree with you guys. I think Drew McIntyre wins. And, man, this could have been...
You know what they talked... One of the rumors was having... What was the Punjabi prison match? They talked about bringing that back for that. That would have been better than what's going on.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
And that was a joke match at first with Khali, but...
Maybe that's next month.
At Extreme Rules?
Maybe.
I think I went to Indianapolis.
Well.
Who was that against? Was that Wooden Taker, was it?
The Punjabi prison match? No, it was Randy Orton, wasn't it? Randy Orton.
And it ended up being Batista was in that match. I think it was Batista.
I think there were two of them.
Because the first one, Khali, I don't think was even in the match. He was supposed to be in
the
match.
He was outside.
And he was sick. Something happened. I don't remember.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, anyways. All right,
research.
Folks.
He fired them. They're still on furlough.
Thank you. Furlough, not fired. I'm sorry. I'll get Percy back in research. How about this match for the WWE United States Championship? We have Sheamus, the champion, taking on Damian Priest.
How many times has Sheamus defended the title since he won it?
I don't know, but I'm going to say zero.
So I see this as a way to elevate Damian Priest. I think it's a good way to do it. I think it's going to be a hard-hitting match, which I'm pretty excited for, you know. And I think we're going to get to see some of the kahunas on what Damian Priest can take. You'll probably see the America's Most Wanted or one of those guys. I love that gimmick. I'm sorry. I think that's hilarious.
I enjoy it.
But I think you might see them interfere, but I still see a Damian Priest winning this and taking the United States title because Sheamus doesn't need it. but somebody like Priest does, and I think it helps elevate his character. So I see Priest winning the title.
I'm totally in agreement with you, Joe. I say the same thing. I think Priest has got the momentum. He needs the title to help that momentum keep moving right along. I'm not so sure if the Miz and Morrison get involved, but it's not a nice twist. That probably would be a good way in which Damian could win because they're messing up, and that causes Sheamus the belt. Rand, what do you say?
In the word of Funaki, indeed.
So you're going with Damian Priest as well? All right. We are clean sweeping it, folks, on this episode of the PVD cast. All right. Well, guys, since we're talking about titles, let's talk about the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship, in which Bianca Belair, the champion, defends against Sasha Banks. Little side note, there was a rumor that maybe this match might get yanked from SummerSlam because both of them missed some house show dates and some appearances.
Did it say reasoning why?
Undisclosed personal issues, end quote.
So, which in this day and age could be lots of things.
That is correct. You're absolutely correct.
I don't think it happens.
What? Really?
Yeah. I just think that there's enough on this card that doesn't need it. I think when they do have the match, I think Bianca wins. Even though I'm kind of, I like Sasha's crew now with
Vega and Mella.
Yeah. Talk about spare parts being put to use.
That's true. I think the match does happen. I say that indeed Bianca Belair wins. I think that she wins, though, by disqualification. I think somehow Mella and Vega get involved and the ref catches them. So that's what's going to lead. Because I have a feeling that Banks and Belair are probably going to go to the Rumble. And then by that time, then we can crown somebody that won the Royal Rumble and then they can chase Bianca Belair. Joey, what say you?
I'm 100% in agreement with you. I don't see Sasha eating the pin, though. But I see Bianca retaining and winning by like a DQ or a countout or something. Obviously, Sasha's better as a heel.
I agree. 100%.
When she turned on her, it's just awesome. Sasha works better as a heel. But she's one of those heels that you can still kind of get behind and cheer a little bit. So I'm in agreement with Bianca retaining, but I don't think Sasha eats the pin.
All right, well, staying on the track of women's action, let's go to the match of Eva Marie taking on Alexa Bliss.
I really feel for Alexa Bliss at this point.
Why?
Because she's the first one to have this nice feud with Eva Marie. That, let's go release all these wrestlers, but let's bring Eva Marie back.
Right! There you go. We can't keep the Iconics. No. Even though Peyton Royce can't tell me anything about herself, but I'm gonna bring back Eva Marie and let these two go.
I don't see in any world, and Vince will probably overrule this because he obviously has a raging boner for Eva Marie, but I would see Alexa winning this match. It could go a bunch of different ways, but I, either all those ways, I still see Alexa winning.
Do you see some chicanery, like with some supernatural spookiness happening
I think eventually we'll see somebody that actually is the doll.
Oh, you think so?
I believe so.
Okay. That would be kind of cool if they could pull that off. I feel for Alexa Bliss because to an extent she ended up inheriting a gimmick from Bray Wyatt. And I kind of feel bad that I don't know how she feels about that gimmick, but like she was doing kind of her own thing and had made her own path. And so to get kind of saddled with this reject idea, which let's be honest, hasn't really been very well done or received. I just wonder what do they do with Alexa Bliss in a couple of years when this character's kind of run its course? What do they do?
I don't think it goes a couple of years.
I'm being generous.
Yeah. I feel bad for her because in many ways she was tied to Braun Strowman and The Fiend.
Uh-huh.
And suddenly he's released and she's like, now I'm doing this by myself. And it feels like it's really awkward, not planned all that well.
Right. And then you think about it. She had a great tag team with Nikki Cross. She's always had pretty primo spots and storylines. This one just doesn't seem to be premier to me at all. So I feel bad for that.
I think she's making the most of it, though.
I think she is. I agree with you, Joey. But, like, I guess for me, you know what's going to happen. It runs its course, and she's going to be gone for 2 weeks, and then she's back, and she's back as the blonde, snotty girl. What would be so wrong with holding her out for a while? I know that's not
going to
happen.
I think it's going to happen because she's engaged to Ryan Cabrera.
Okay.
And I'm sure they'll have a nice marriage or wedding or whatever, and I think when that happens, she's going to take time off at that point. So I think she's putting in her hours now, so when they decide to tie the knot, we don't see her for a while.
Okay. Do you know, I actually, while trying to explain that relationship, I was very confused as to who Ryan Cabrera was, and I had to use Wikipedia to figure out who he was.
He was just in town.
I know, but
down at Huntington Park with Alexa Bliss.
I got him confused with Chris Caraba, because I was like, oh, Ryan Cabrera, he's kind of old. He's the guy that fronts Dashboard Confessional. No, wrong guy.
Totally.
Totally. Sorry. So Joey has Alexa Bliss. Rand, who are you picking in this fantastic five-star match between Ava Marie and Alexa Bliss?
That's called sarcasm, everybody.
I'm going to get a cease and desist order from Meltzer for that, aren't I?
I think Doudrop gets involved somehow, and Ava Marie wins a fluky win, and she's going to take credit for it, even though she didn't do the heavy lifting. I don't understand why she's there.
Who?
Ava Marie.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant Doudrop. I'll tell you this. I've been a fan of Doudrop. Even back when she was over there in, across the pond in ICW, I think for, and I hate to use this term, and please don't cancel me because I'm going to use this term, for being a big woman wrestler, she's the best. I mean, she hasn't hurt anybody like Nia Jax.
She hurt Natalya.
Doudrop did? Mm-hmm. Oh, is that where she suffered the ankle injury?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I take that back. I strike that from the record. But still, that's one versus how many is Nia Jax?
Oh, she's very talented. Like, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was like, it's kind of like, you know, you hate to use words like BBW and stuff like that or bigger girl, but it's the Bam Bam Bigelow effect.
Yeah.
To me, it's the bigger guy that can go. It's the bigger girl that can go.
Right.
Like, she can definitely do work when you go look up stuff that she did overseas, or even you can see glimpses and stuff like that that she does during a match. She's really good. And I'm hoping this pairing gets to elevate her to where we get to see what she can really do.
I agree wholeheartedly. I think she's very talented. I've been a fan ever since I stumbled across her in ICW. Yeah. So I hope that eventually I feel like it's going to end up that those two are going to feud. All right. Let's move on to the WWE Raw Tag Team title match. We have AJ Styles and Almos, the champions, taking on RK-Bro, Orton and Riddle. I'll go first. I think AJ Styles and Almos retain. I think there's only two ways they lose that belt. One, as we mentioned, they meet a much bigger tag team that can beat them, or what I think is going to happen, inevitably they break up. But I don't see RK-Bro winning the tag belts from AJ and Almos.
Which of these teams do you think breaks up first?
Ooh, that's a good question. I say Riddle and Wharton. What do you think?
Oh, I agree.
So you don't see them winning the belts then?
No, I see AJ and his oversized shadow winning.
I will give them this. I think they've done a better job with Almos than half of these other big guys. You know what I mean? Like, I think they've done a better job with him. Joey, you don't agree?
No, I was going to comment on some stuff here.
Okay, go ahead. You go ahead. You have the floor.
Okay, I kind of feel like, what was the mom's name on Golden Girls?
The mom's name?
Sophia Petrillo?
Yeah,
Sophia Petrillo.
I'm sorry.
Imagine this, Sicily, 1999. Actually, let's imagine this, SmackDown, 1990, late 90s. You have a young, unimaginable team that they're together called the Rock and Sock Connection. They had no reason to be together. Take on a colossal tag team of Big Show and The Undertaker. And they happen to take the tag team titles. Do you guys remember that?
I do remember that.
Who, and like, when I remember, I think we even went to some shows together when I think they might have taped a couple back together. And here comes Undertaker and Big Show just destroying everybody. But the team to beat them was Rock and Sock. So I almost feel we're talking about history repeating itself. I think this might be a chance. Well, could it be? Is it going to be long lived? No. I can see them maybe getting a small tag title run, Omos and AJ getting it back, and then them going their separate ways. But I'm going to go out on a limb. I know we've agreed with a lot today, but because they're such an unlikely duo, because they push it in the same vein, I'm taking Orton and Riddle.
I wish Matt Riddle's character wasn't the dumb stoner that they're doing. I mean, he has a lot of potential.
And I kind of see the way happening out of the ring is somehow Randy gets Omos out of the ring and RKOs him, and then Riddle gives the pin to AJ.
Okay. Did I give my pick?
You said they would retain.
That's right. Okay. I just was double checking there. I'm busy producing
so much,
and everything.
Much
here,
like so. Sophia Petrillo, you're having problems with your memory.
Correct. But you know one thing you need to remember, folks? You need to remember that you should visit World's Greatest Comics. They are the one-stop shop for all of your comic book-related needs. They've got single issues, they got graphic novels, they got toys, they got collectibles, a great pool system, friendly staff, they have it all. And Joey and Rand, you like good customer service, right?
Yes.
You know, I do.
I'm sorry, Christopher Walken has joined us.
Hey, you know, when I'm in town, I like it. I like to go there. It's nice.
Well, if it's good enough for Christopher Walken, then it's good enough for you. Swing on by the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or you can check them out online. Their website is wgcomics.com. And they're even on Facebook. Just search for WGE Comics.
So who do you think is the most impersonated celebrity? Is it Walken or is it Schwarzenegger?
Ooh.
Because it seems like everybody has one or the other. They have that in their arsenal.
I'm going Arnold.
Get to the chopper! Yeah. See, mine's not that good.
Yeah, no, I gotcha.
What do you think, Rand?
It's a shame Frank Caliendo is not here. He was in town a few weeks ago.
He's a professional voice artist. I'm talking about the general jobber on the streets. Ham and Eggers. Yes.
I think he put out two really good ones. I think Walken may be a little bit behind Schwarzenegger. I think Bill Murray might be in there.
Oh, I don't see a lot of people doing Bill Murray.
I don't see a lot of people doing Bill Murray.
Or maybe you don't play golf.
Well, true.
It's in the hole!
Okay, good point. Caddyshack.
Good point. Okay. You know what? I think Walken is still a little underground for some folks. Like, I think if you walk down the street and you asked, you know, nine out of ten people are going to probably not know who Christopher Walken is.
My mom hates Christopher Walken.
Really?
So, is it Natalie? What's the actress he was rumored to kill? Natalie Wood?
That's Robert Wagner.
So he was connected to somebody, I thought, that died.
I'm unfamiliar with this.
I don't know. But she doesn't like him. So
just for that he may have caused the death of
somebody. Mom, I'm telling you, I didn't kill anyone. That was more Travolta.
Christopher Walken was on a soap opera as a kid before the age of 10. He was on The Guiding Light.
Okay.
And there is no footage of him because they didn't keep the footage back then.
Oh, they taped over?
Yeah. Like
Portland Wrestling. All right. Folks, we're sorry that we took a little side avenue there, but we're back to talk about the last few matches here for SummerSlam. Let's talk about the match for the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship. The Mysterios are going to take on the Usos, who are the champs. So,
I'm sorry, I'm stuck in my ways over here. But that's
researching celebrity deaths is fine. I was just
saying. Well, if you would hire these guys back.
Okay.
We'll talk about this off air.
Anyways, Joey, tell us, who do you think is winning between the Mysterios and the Usos?
I think we see the Mysterios recapture the gold. Just because, and I think they're going to have a little bit better reign. I think they put it on the Usos because Roman Reigns is set and the other. But I think, I just feel like it's the Mysterios need to get it back and actually carry it for a while at this point. Oh, so I'm going with the Mysterios.
You don't think it was just a little like bribe, like, hey, Jimmy, you can have the tag team titles if you promise to behave yourself.
I think the Mysterios get it. I think they have things to do. I think they are functioning. I think eventually they have this for a while. I think they develop both father and son.
I agree with both of you. I think Rey and Dominic win the belts back. You know, I think it's a cool story. You know, the father son tag team. I really dig that. I think that would be
and
cool.
The Usos don't need the titles to be the Usos.
No, they don't. At this point in their career, no, they don't. So, all right, here we go. The WWE Championship is on the line as Bobby Lashley, the champion, along with MVP, take on Goldberg. So, by the way, I want to kind of just, MVP's there with Bobby Lashley. He's not part of the team. I made it sound like it's a handicap match, but it is not. It is just Lashley versus Goldberg.
It'll look like an actual handicap match because Goldberg might do two moves. Three if you count the punch. And by the way, is he like feeding his child Miracle-Gro?
Yeah, his kid is massive.
So I did watch something because I'm one of the few eight people that watch The Bump sometimes. And they were talking about his, like, they've been talking about his kid. And then they did one of the other specials. And like the workout regimen his son does because dad did it. So his son, you know, is loves the weights. It's just funny the reaction after everybody saw his son. And I'm like, I kind of saw it coming. But in the last 3 years, that kid has just skyrocketed.
Yeah, how old is that kid? He's only like, what, 14?
I want to say he's in junior high.
Okay, so he's 12, 13, 14 years old.
Roughly
okay.
Like that.
All right.
Okay, so back to the match. If they put Goldberg over, I'll be pissed. I think this is a perfect opportunity to keep building that Lashley character till you find that person that's going to take it from him. It's going to be a 5-minute match because it's Goldberg, but I see Lashley winning the match.
Okay.
By pinfall.
Yeah, I think Lashley wins clean. I think somehow MVP gets involved so that Goldberg doesn't get the big loss. He just gets cheated and loses.
Would that involve maybe, I don't know, MVP putting his hands on Goldberg Jr.?
Very good chance.
Okay. I'm in unison with you guys. I think Bobby Lashley continues to win. He picks up the victory somehow, either clean or by hook or by crook. I don't really know, but I don't see Goldberg getting the victory. I mean, we all know he's there for a quick program. He's out the door. He's going to go do something else. It is what it is.
So the money that you paid to bring him in to do this versus releasing somebody like Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
Which is ironic because he's the one, I think, that killed the momentum of Bray Wyatt.
Goldberg?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I mean, again, that's a whole other conversation about the logic behind how they are.
Sorry, I just keep veering off. It just, you know, I'm that jilted lover tonight.
It is that important conversation that I agree with you, Rand. All the releases are the news of the summer, and especially when they have built people like Tyler Rust is a fine example. He just got in with Malcolm Bivens. They just put him in the Diamond Exchange or the Diamond Mine. Right. Or is it the Diamond Exchange?
Diamond Mine. Diamond Exchange was Diamond Stud.
Yeah, that's why I thought, whoops, I have that wrong. The Diamond Mine.
Vinny Vegas?
I think he was part of it at one
point.
Yeah, I think so too. Wrong.
Good God!
So, you know, yeah, it lacks logic that we keep going back to this. But you mentioned about who are they going to build to take the title from Lashley. That's a great question. I have no clue.
I mean, he's sitting there. You just got to get him back in shape.
Who's that?
Keith Lee.
Oh, yeah.
It's a shame. It's great to see him, but God, when he came back on TV, it looks like he gained 30 pounds.
Yeah.
Apparently, he had some real big health problems.
Yeah, inflammation of the heart and stuff. They mentioned that. So during his time away, though, it's like you think he was working on losing it, but it looked like he gained it. So hopefully he can get his stuff. I mean, I think that's a logical choice to build.
Yeah. Well, it certainly isn't going to be Karrion Kross. It's like, that whole program with Jeff Hardy is useless.
And garbage.
Yes, agreed. So, all right, let's get to it. It's main event time. It is, of course, for the WWE Universal Championship. It is the champion Roman Reigns, along with his advocate Paul Heyman, taking on John Cena.
Do 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 do.
I got to say, that promo last week, unscripted,
where they went back and forth.
Oh, was one of the best I've seen in quite a while.
When he dropped Nikki Bella's name, awesome.
Yes. Who, by the way, tweeted, "What should I wear to SummerSlam this week?" Are we going to see her in some form?
It's amazing.
Just trying to get
when action? You take the reins off of Roman.
Ah, I see what you did there.
And you allow him to, you don't write these scripted promos for him. He's actually got charisma and personality with his, what did he say? What it was his soap bar sized teeth? Like Cena called it. Dude, Cena was on fire. It was almost like an old school promo.
Nice. Yeah.
You know, they went back and forth. It was very enjoyable. This little summer of Cena has been awesome. Him playing the Peacemaker was awesome.
Yes, agreed.
If you've seen Suicide Squad.
I have seen the Suicide Squad. I have.
But the night won't be awesome for Mr. Cena because I don't think he's taking home the title. Roman's retaining, so the Roman Reigns retains.
Keeps it rolling.
And I think it's going to make a nice pit stop for a while with Mr. Fergal Devitt.
Prince Devitt, a.k.a. Finn Balor.
Finn Balor.
Okay.
It seems that as if the entire industry has this glass ceiling of 16 championship titles. Why can't somebody break through and get the 17th title? Is that all respect for Flair?
That is the only reason I see Cena winning. It's the irony of Flair asking to leave the company a week and a half before, 2 weeks before SummerSlam, where Cena might be the one taking that quote-unquote title.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see Cena being around because of everything else. And they just called it the Summer of Cena. They didn't call it Summer, Fall, Winter Cena.
So, right, and I mean, it is fact. He's leaving to go do a movie the very next day. He's leaving. He has to be reporting out to the set. So he's going to be tied up. There's no way that he wins that belt. There's no way to balance that. So
I don't think Flair has any problem with Cena. I think they're somewhat friends. I think there's respect between the two.
I agree. I think I think I actually read that somewhere that Flair commented that if it was somebody to break it, it'd be Cena.
I feel like Flair, his ego is getting a little crazy in his old age too. Just my opinion with some of this stuff. I don't know the guy, but I'm just saying, something's upset him for him to want his release. So,
probably because they want a cut of that CarShield commercial ad. CarShield cars go farther.
With L.A. Knight?
With L.A. Knight, yes.
Why didn't you just make it sound like it was on South Park? CarShield don't go farther. You just fought. Philip, did you just fought on the CarShield? We all farted.
Sorry, I'm not a whiz. Can Christopher Walken tell us that?
You know, with my car, it drives real nice. And then it didn't drive nice, so I got car shield. And now I feel very happy inside. I don't know. Just throw that out there.
All right, Ren, who do you think's winning, Cena or Reigns?
I did not know about Cena having immediate plans.
Okay.
If Cena was staying, he could have it and lose it to somebody at the next big pay-per-view, which would be Survivor Series. But if he actually is not staying, I see Roman Reigns keeping it then. Pretty much has to.
I agree. Roman Reigns, I think, retains. I think Roman maybe goes over clean on Cena. Some type of mistake from Cena that he makes. Boom, right into the Superman punch. That's it. 1, 2, 3.
It allows you to build his character. And we're building this.
We are.
Legend killer without calling him a legend killer.
Right, exactly. I've been very much impressed, and we've said it many times before, and I'll say it again. I've been very impressed with this Roman Reigns character, the head of the table. It's been fantastic. It's been well booked. If only they could book everything else as good as that particular character.
Is that due to Paul Heyman's involvement?
I would bet you $2, yes.
I think they were booking Lashley's character well until they broke up the Hurt Business.
I agree as well.
Similar?
As well. Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Because how awesome would that have been if they had kept them together, add another member to Roman, and then that's your Survivor Series main event.
Oh, yeah. There you
the
go.
Hurt Business versus, you know,
the Roman Empire or whatever. Yeah. Gotcha. All right, well, gentlemen, any random notes, Rand?
I am in high-level, behind-the-scenes negotiations to be somewhat involved with Extreme Rules here in Columbus.
Oh, okay.
That night, I will not be signing autographs. Pictures are still $10, but if negotiations hold up, I will be somewhat involved in the pay-per-view.
Okay.
Can you,
from my front row seat.
Joey?
Can you be just a little bit more vague when you talk about this, please?
I'm not sure which is the vague answer.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I am your father's brother's nephew's cousin's former roommate, in case you're wondering that. There's nothing else going on with me. I don't have any awesome vague details to share. You just find me on Twitter at DJ Joey Blaze.
Okay. Rand, do you have any social medias that you would like to plug real quick?
Just the basic Twitter, at Rand Dittmar.
There you go. All right, gentlemen, next week we shall return and see how our predictions held up, see if we are correct on those. I mean, I think this is the first time in a very long time that we agreed pretty much on everything. So that's either going to be a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know. But we'll find out next week when we come back and talk about the SummerSlam review show. Thanks, guys, for joining me.
Bye.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with DJ Joey Blaze and Ringside Rand, otherwise known as the Pro Wrestling Pundits, discussing our predictions and thoughts on this weekend's SummerSlam event. And maybe you agree with some of the things that we said, and maybe you disagree. And if that's the case and you want to, you know, give me your opinion, you can do that a couple different ways. First, you could shoot me an email. JohnOrlando@PVDcast.com is my email address. But you could also leave me a message over on the Facebook and Instagram feeds. Just go to @PVDcast. Or if you want to find me on Twitter, my personal Twitter handle is @PVDMVP. Now that I've told you how to contact me, I'm going to tell you and remind you, I should say, about all the different places where you can get the PVD cast. Ultimately, the easiest spot is PVDcast.com, the online home of yours truly, but it's also available through all of those major podcasting outlets, you know, like Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, etc., etc. Just go to your favorite podcasting platform. In the search engine, put in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put in PVDcast, John Orlando, and you should find it. And please, if you listen to an episode, rate, review, and subscribe. Rating and reviewing helps me out in the algorithm. And of course, subscribing means you never miss an episode of the PVDcast. Now, maybe, just maybe, that was a lot to remember. Maybe you're driving, you couldn't write down all that information. So I'll tell you what, there's an easier way that you can hear the PVD cast. Tune in to the Facebook page on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can hear the current week's episode of the PVD cast. I do a little broadcast, and people can drop comments, and I can respond to them. It's a whole lot of fun. So there's another way where you can get your fix of me and the PVD cast. I want to urge you real quick, too, to please check out the Three Geeks podcast. They're great friends of the show, and they got some great content. Just go over to the website, threegeeks.ninja, and check out all the offerings they have over there. They also simulcast the Facebook broadcast on Monday nights of the PVD cast, and I want to thank Jason and all the guys over there for the support. And with that out of the way, I know that we've gone a little long here, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up. I want to thank you once again for checking out this episode. And with that, I will chat in each and every one of you later. stay righteous, stay independent. Following has been a production of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2021.